Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with us, and Saint Damascus. He is in the Stand in the Gap today, Pope Saint Damascus the First.
Think of the Father as a spring of life, begotten the Son, like a river, and the Holy Spirit, like a sea. For the spring and the river and sea are all one nature. Think of the Father as a root, and the Son as a branch, and the Spirit as a fruit. For the substance in these three are one. The Father is a Son, with the Son as rays, and the Holy Spirit as heat. If the Word of God is living and powerful, and if the Lord does all things whatsoever he wills, if he said, let there be light, now let the heavens be joyful, let earth her song sing, let the round world keep triumph, and all that is therein, invisible and visible, their notes let all things blend, for Christ the Lord is risen, our joy that hath no end.
Father's church, and served as a priest in what later became the Basilica of St. Lorenzo of Rome, and he served Pope Liberius, 352 to 366, and followed him into exile. Damascus was a 60-year-old deacon when he was elected Bishop of Rome in 366, and his reign was marked by violence from the start when another group decided to elect a different pope, what we call an antipope. Both sides tried to enforce their selections through violence. Though the physical fighting stopped, Damascus had to struggle with these opponents throughout his years as pope. And when Liberius died, Damascus was elected Bishop of Rome, but this minority elected and consecrated another deacon, Ursinus, as pope. And the controversy between Damascus and this antipope resulted in violent battles in two basilicas, scandalizing the bishops of Italy. At the synod that Damascus called on the occasion of his birthday, he asked them to approve his actions, and the bishop's reply was curt. "We assembled for a birthday, not to condemn a man unheard." That's what they said. And to gain support, Ursinus made a false accusation that St. Damascus had committed adultery. Supporters of the antipope even managed to get Damascus because of this accusation as late as AD 378. He had to clear himself before both a civil court and a church synod. And to his secretary, St. Jerome, Damascus was an incomparable person, learned in the scriptures, a virgin doctor of the Virgin Church, who loved chastity and heard its praises with pleasure. Damascus was the pope who commissioned St. Jerome to translate the scriptures into Latin, the Vulgate version of the Bible. Damascus seldom heard such unrestrained praise. Internal political struggles, doctrinal heresies, uneasy relations with his fellow bishops and those of the Eastern Church marred the peace of his pontificate. After Pope Damascus, his election, a deacon named Ursinus attempted to set himself as a rival pope, an antipope, resulting in riots in which more than 130 people had died, and a schism that persisted for some time during his papacy. The pope prayed for the reconciliation of these separated clergy and lived to see some of them return. And St. Damascus, he was of a Spaniard descent, and he was learned in the sacred scriptures. He called the First Council of Constantinople to combat heresies. And this particular heresy carried their views to a practical issue by altering the baptismal formula. Instead of baptizing in the name of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and by immersing the person in water three times, they baptized in the death of Jesus with only one immersion. This alteration was regarded by the Orthodox as so serious that this heresy was returned to the church and was rebaptized. And there was another heresy, a 4th century heresy that denied the full personhood and divinity of the Holy Spirit. And according to this heresy, the Holy Spirit was created by the Son and was thus subordinate to the Father and the Son. And so the Council of Constantinople was convened, which is now in Istanbul, Turkey, in AD 381. And Pope Damascus may not have won this battle directly, but he won the war by initiating works that outlasted all his opponents. Not only did he commission the Vulgate translation, but he also changed the liturgical language of the church from Greek to Latin. And he worked hard to preserve and restore the catacombs, the graves of the martyrs, and relics. Pope, his lifestyle was simple in contrast to the ecclesiastics of Rome, and he was fierce in his denunciation of Arianism and other heresies. A misunderstanding of the Trinitarian terminology used by Rome threatened relations with the Eastern Church, and Damascus was only moderately successful in dealing with that challenge. And St. Damascus wrote in 382, "Not by the conciliar divisions of our other churches, but has received the primacy of the evangelic voice of our Lord and Savior, who says, 'You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.' The first see, therefore, is that of Peter the Apostle, that of the Roman Church." And during his pontificate, Christianity was declared the official religion of the Roman state, and Latin became the principal liturgical language as part of the Pope's reforms. His encouragement of St. Jerome's biblical studies led to the Vulgate and the Latin translation of Scripture, which 12 centuries later the Council of Trent declared to be authentic in public readings, disputations, and preaching. In a Roman cemetery is the papal crypt he built. All that is left of him there, however, is this: "I, Damascus, wished to be buried here, but I feared to offend the ashes of those of these holy ones." Instead, when he died in 384, he was buried with his mother and sister. A saint in his own right, St. Damascus I is also one of the history's great devotees of the saints. Of his life record, not only his commitment to the intercession of the martyrs, but also his care for the tombs of the saints buried in Rome, which he renovated into shrines. Damascus composed Latin poetry in honor of these saints, some of which has survived. It was during Damascus' reign that Christianity was declared the religion of the Roman state, and Pope Damascus also called for the Council of Rome in 382 AD to clarify the canon of sacred scripture. He opposed heresy, worked to preserve the catacombs, and advocated for devotion to the Christian martyrs under the Roman persecutions. And his feast day is December the 11th. Pope St. Damascus I died on December the 11th, 384. And since the 8th century, his relics have been venerated both in Rome's Church of St. Lawrence, first built by St. Damascus himself, though rebuilt in later centuries, and in St. Peter's Basilica. And that is the life of this great Pope. And thank you, Lord, for the life of this great saint who worked to maintain Catholic unity and prayed to preserve the deposit of faith handed down from Peter and the apostles down to them, their successors. And so, through this turmoil, Lord, your church stands and continues to stand despite the many outbreaks of all that the devil can throw at it. She continues to stand, Lord, declaring and proclaiming your word, Lord, to the nations, where we pray for our priests. And so we join Saint Damascus in praying for our priests, because things just don't seem to change that all that much, despite wars and despite all kinds of events and happenings. The church has to stand up against the renewed paganism. So we need to pray for our priests to maintain a unified voice of the Holy Spirit, as Jesus still speaks through the bark of Peter. And so we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Joyous prayer, joyous strength, joy is love, and joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Give them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus. And put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Excuse me. We must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God and as an object of his love. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. Lord, incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this union, intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, excuse me, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. the deeds you do may be the only sermon some persons will hear today. And Lord, we pray for our bishops. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grant our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion as they continue to take up their role as our pastor and teacher. So we thank you, Lord, for our bishops. And Lord, we pray for our deacons. Lord Jesus Christ, servant of all, send your Spirit upon our deacons as they serve your church. Give them eyes to see the needs of your people. Give them a discerning mind to know your truth. Give them a generous spirit when they feel tired but needed. Give them a humble heart when their work goes unnoticed. Give them peace of mind in obedience and service. And give them health of body so that they may serve with strength. Make them fertile ground for your inspiration and love. And comfort them, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministry. And grant them grace, O Lord, as they age, so that they will share your wisdom. And Lord, make their heart like yours, so they may love as your people. Amen. Pray for our seminarians, Lord. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make your hearts of our seminarians like yours. Amen. Dear Lord, excuse me. Please give them strength when they are weak, love when they feel forsaken, courage when they are afraid, wisdom when they feel foolish, comfort when they feel alone, and hope when they feel rejected, peace when they are in turmoil. And so we pray for Pope Francis. And we pray for all the clergy around the world. Pray for children, Lord. We pray for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones visible to people who seek to exploit them. St. Joseph, watch over them. St. Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom, and the favor of God. Amen. St. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious St. Joseph, To you, God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that having experienced here below your heavenly power, along with Saint Damascus of Rome and Saint Nicholas and Saint Sebastian and Saint Maria Goretti and Saint Daphna and Saint Philomena and Saint Gianna and Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel and Saint Raphael the Archangel, Saint Monica and Saint Anthony, all the blessed saints and angels in heaven, pray for our children and grandchildren. Lord, you are our children's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, and my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. As we continue our prayer, we pray for those who have recently passed. Lord, we pray for those affected by war and desolation, by bondage. We pray for those, what's happened in the Ukraine and Israel and Palestine. And we pray for the release of the hostages by Hamas terrorists. And we pray for peace, Lord. We pray for Israel. Pray for the end of Hamas. As we pray for those who have recently passed, pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Excuse me. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, excuse me, but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. And Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 states, he will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, Lord, and may they rest in peace Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, hear this prayer for those who've recently passed, and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter into your heavenly kingdom. And help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning, and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through this pain that they are experiencing. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angel, and the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And we pray for the prodigals, Lord. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for America, Lord. We pray for America. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. And we ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. And may they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for all those who are resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in the hospital, Lord. We pray for our police officers and our first line responders, EMTs. And we pray for our nurses and doctors. We pray for all those who are ill and in the hospital, that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there, Lord. We pray for all those who have been diagnosed with all disease. We pray for them, Lord. And we pray for healing. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. And we pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. We pray and we thank you, Lord, for all of those who serve the altar, our altar servers. We pray for them that as children, that they would seek you where you can be found, Lord. Jesus, I love you. Mother Mary, I love you. And Saint Joseph, I love you. I love you, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And I love my guardian angel too. And we encourage everybody out there in deeper truth land to go to Mass and to frequent the sacraments, to receive the actual body, blood, and soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ in the state of grace. As the shepherds and the wise men gathered around the Christ child, as they sought him and found him, may you seek him and find him as they, where he is in the Mass. Go to Mass. Because our Lord, he loved us so much. He loved us this much.
Grafted in the vine and nourished by the tree of life, echoes from the word made flesh illuminates the light. Please remember that I committed long ago, not just my body, but my mind, and yes, my soul. And though you sinned, I'll never let you go. So keep holding on to this cross. Keep holding.
Loves us this much. And like Saint Damascus, we sometimes have many battles that we have to confront. But here is the truth. The battle belongs to the Lord. Whatever it might be that's preventing you from going to Mass and frequenting the sacraments to receiving the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity, finding Him in the manger, at the Mass, at the consecration of the altar, what's preventing you from receiving the fruits of this, from going to confession, what's preventing that? You're getting closer to the Lord and to receiving His mercy and grace. What is barring you and preventing you from doing these, to do this? Whatever it is, let go. Go to the Mass.
Oh.
thank you for this day. Lord loves stringed instruments, and this is a beautiful song.
I heard the words of secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth by all the creatures of God and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. And tomorrow's sneak peek for tomorrow, Stand in the Gap tomorrow, will be Our Lady of Guadalupe. Our Lady of Guadalupe tomorrow will enter in to Stand in the Gap. And we're so thankful for Our Lady of Guadalupe. And we will close today . You've been listening and praying with Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with us, and St. Damascus the First. And tomorrow we will be back with Our Lady of Guadalupe in the Stand in the Gap. But we will close for today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And may the Lord's grace and peace shine, and His light shine upon you all out there today. Good day, and God bless.